All right. So who wants to go first? Yeah.
All right. So what do we talk about today?
You tell me.
Okay. Updates, right?
Mm-hmm.
From last week. I don't think I've done much about the project. I've been working mainly on the porting of SQLite.
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to say about that? We are at the very beginning.
What about the delete and the other PMLib functionality?
Oh, okay. So the delete and the exporting the rollback.
Mm.
Right. I'm not done with the delete yet. And I haven't even started a rollback. As a matter of fact, Daniel said that he wanted to do that.
I don't think he was ready for that.
I don't think either. But he wanted to do something.
He can do it in parallel if he wants. But
I'm not counting on him doing that. He said that he wanted to do something. And
that's fine.
I said, okay, if you want to do that, do it.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Yeah.
So yeah, I need to finish the delete and exporting the rollback functionality. The delete, I have to say, it was more complicated than what I expected initially. But I think we have a pretty good handle on it now. And the other one should be more straightforward because everything is implemented. I just have to refactor the code so that we can export that functionality. Besides that, I don't have much of any other updates about that project.
Mm.
The other one, we worked yesterday. And we did a couple of very simple functions. They are open. So basically what we're doing is replacing the payer layer, right? With a new one that uses the container.
Mm.
And we modified the open and the close. You're basically in the open, as opposed to opening a file, you open the container. And the close, you close the container. And although we don't have that in the API yet. Like, there's no function to close the container. Mainly because we haven't needed to do the experiments, right?
Mm-hmm.
But eventually we're going to have to write that too.
Close does what? I mean,
well, in the database, close is just close the file, basically releasing the file descriptor.
Mm.
In our case,
rollback.
And the close also, it closes the file, but if there's a transaction that hasn't finished, it rolls that transaction back.
Yeah.
So we might have to do something like that too.
Mm. If you implement rollback, that would be straightforward to support as well, right?
Yeah. But the close, I'm not sure what we need to do in the close. Probably the same thing. If there's a transaction going on, discard all those changes and close free memory and things like that. I don't think we're going to need that. I mean, we need it for completion, but to run experiments,
we don't need it.
We don't need it.
Yeah.
So I don't plan to spend anything on that.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're starting to think about what do we need, how this mapping layer needs to be. Because after you open, the first thing that B3 does after opening the file, the database file, which is done by the B3 layer says, I want to create a database. So it initializes the payer layer, and that involves opening the file that is going to be the database file. And since that layer is the one that does the journaling and the caching, it also opens the initializes the caches and opens the journal files, depending which journaling mechanism is used, whether it's a wall or the undular. So we clean all that, and now it's basically just opening the container. Yes, but now we're starting to think, well, what do we need this for this mapping layer? Maybe we need to make it persistent. Maybe we decide to, if it's straightforward, whenever we say is maybe change the logic so that instead of working with what it calls page numbers, it could be I don't know, Lima addresses or something like that.
Mm.
We have to see. And for now, we're using yes, when you open the database, the first thing that it does is read metadata from the database. The first bytes are read to determine details about the database that are needed to open the database. So basically what we do is make that first page of the database the root of the container.
Mm-hmm.
So when you read that, what we simply say, give me the root, and you get that page. But yeah, we are at the very, very beginning. So I guess we have more details by Friday.
Okay, it seems like you know, you're in the right direction and making progress. I think at some point we have to think about what kind of paper we're going to write with all of this stuff that you're doing, because you're doing a bunch of different things. And I think that's a complicated conversation. So we need to set aside some serious time to do that. Maybe today. I don't know if we're done quickly with our updates, then we can talk about that today.
Right. as we were discussing how to do the porting, Atan and I, he pointed out that this first porting may not be faster than just using the database directly on PMFS.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we think about it, we're not actually producing any significant amount of metadata. Because the way SQLite does journaling, it basically journals the pages that are going to be modified, which is exactly what we do. So our implementation shouldn't be any faster, at least in principle.
Mm-hmm.
But
simpler?
It may be simpler. That's debatable. But what is clear is that these efforts will help us understand how to do the optimized one, in which we just journal what changed as opposed to the entire page. Because all the allocation mechanisms and all the functions that we have to modify are the same. It's just that for the other one, we have to have extra information saying, oh, you're modifying the page here, so let's journal this, as opposed to using the whole page.
This is new to me. What is it?
So there are two ways of doing the transaction, right? We either make copies of the entire page, which is basically what SQLite does right now, or we have a more fine-tuned transaction in which you journal only what you change.
When you say we, do you mean the library or do you mean something else?
I mean the library that we're going to use.
PMLib or something else?
No, that will be the one from Intel, right? Which is the one that does that.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you're talking about some...
The same thing, okay.
Hmm.
Yes, that one has the fine-grained journaling.
I thought that they already do that automatically, and the SQLite doesn't have to be changed for doing that.
It does, because now SQLite, when...
It does these mem copies.
Right.
Yeah.
So we need to insert logic there.
But I thought even the mem copies, if it were using pointers, something like that, if you were to do mem copies in a certain way, then you don't have to even do that. You have to insert logic to write additional journal entries.
This is a speculation, but I believe that besides porting SQLite with their library, the people from Intel, they also want to do it in a way that is almost completely automatic, with very few interventions from the programmer. And that is great, but even if we don't accomplish that, it should be fairly straightforward to expand the interface exported by the library so that I can log any arbitrary data. And that's all I need to do the porting. So even if we don't accomplish doing this in an automatic fashion that the compiler does all these smart things, that's fine. Or you can just make the manual annotation and have it do the right thing.
Yeah, I think that's a discussion that we should also have with the Intel people. I think we are meeting them on Friday, right?
Yes.
Mm.
Now, it also came to my attention that the other guy from Intel that did this porting exercise as well.
The other guy, meaning who?
I don't remember his name. But
Marcelo? No.
We talked to him on the phone.
Sanjay?
Mm.
Right? Okay. So he didn't use the undo journaling. He used the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't the wall do what we want to do, is just journaling what's needed as opposed to the entire pages? I don't know how it works, but I'm assuming it won't journal the entire page.
You could journal the entire page. I don't know. I mean, it all depends on the granularity of the journaling. But there is nothing wrong in journaling the entire page, even with wall.
Mm. Okay.
The logic you said was now it's undo, and if it does write ahead logging, it can be used as redo lock. I think that was the logic behind using write ahead logging. That's what I remember.
No, but we're talking about the granularity of the logging now. Are you adding to that, or are you saying
I'm adding to that.
Okay.
I remember this. Sanjay said that the reason he chose write ahead logging is to use redo, so that he can redo the things.
Okay, but we are talking about the granularity of the logging. I'm trying to relate what you're saying to the granularity of the logging.
No, what Leo said is, why did Sanjay use wall?
No, he didn't say that. I didn't hear that from you. You asked me what was the granularity. Did he use a small granularity or a page granularity? That was his question.
Yeah, I don't know if the wall uses a smaller granularity than a page. And if it does, we should probably consider that instead.
Well, I think we should forget about what Sanjay did and just think about what is the right thing for us to do.
I think we're in an okay path, and it's not a crazy route that we're following. Yeah, we have very concrete goals.
Yeah, I'm worried more about the path to the paper, which to me is not entirely clear, because we are doing a wide array of things at this point. And maybe it is two papers, maybe it's one paper, three papers, I have no idea.
The way I say is that we're pursuing two different goals.
Are these two papers or no?
I don't know.
I think that's a missing piece here, because if we don't have the paper in mind, then my concern is that we might be spending time doing things which are eventually not going to make into any paper.
Okay.
And in my mind, that's wasted time.
Okay. So these are the two things that we're doing, and perhaps they are both required to have just one paper.
Okay.
So the first one, it's having this different settings in which we can use the library, which will allow us to describe different ways of implementing this library, of implementing a persistent memory library that goes from mapping directly into memory in a fixed location to independent mapping, which closure, and all these fancy features that we have. And there are a couple of steps in between, and we can argue what are the benefits, the pros and the cons of each one of those.
Mm.
That may be by itself a paper.
It's a PMLib paper.
It's a PMLib paper, yes. But I think we have almost everything we need for that, except that it's not clear to me how we're going to evaluate that. What is clear is that the evaluation will have to require some application using PMLib. Which application is that? Well, we thought that would be SQLite. And we could use SQLite the same way we're using SoftPN in the previous paper. I don't know if that would make it a good sell for us or not, because there's nothing new there.
What is not new there?
Well, we're basically using the SQLite in the same way that we used it before.
For evaluation, yes.
Yes. Is that okay?
There's nothing wrong with it. If we do the same, use the same evaluation methodology, but what we are evaluating itself is different, right?
Okay. And what would
I mean, so I'm just trying to understand what you mean by when you say there is nothing new there. You mean there's nothing new in the evaluation methodology?
Yes.
And that's perfectly fine, because we are not claiming novelty of evaluation methodology.
Okay.
Right?
And in the previous case, in the previous example, our comparison point was basically SQLite using a file system.
Mm-hmm. PMFS?
No, in the previous case, it was a regular file system, right?
Previous case, meaning the old soft PN. Yeah.
Yes. And that was a fair comparison. Now, using this new library with a regular file system may not be an apples to apples comparison. So,
we should use PMFS.
We should use PMFS.
Mm.
I don't know if we're going to do better or not.
We won't know until we start investigating, and then we might find out, okay, we are either doing better or we're doing worse, and then why are we doing worse? That's where the paper is all, you know, gets formed.
Okay.
And part of the argument of using PMLib is the ease of use of PMLib, whereas PMFS is just a file system. You have to do a lot more work to use persistent memory when you're using a persistent memory file system, right? And I think that's part of the case we are trying to make. Even if we have comparable performance or slightly worse performance than PMFS, it may still be okay to make this argument.
So, what you said, that it will be easier to use than PMLib will be easier to use than PMFS. But I see that we don't need any porting or anything to use PMFS with SQLite.
Because SQLite is built for the file system interface.
Yes.
How much code was written that doesn't need to be written when you use PMLib?
How much code can we remove from SQLite?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, in our case, it would be none, right?
In whose case?
If we use SQLite in the same way that we used it previously, we don't remove any amount of code. My question is, how does the user benefit from using SQLite with our library?
You guys are asking me all the questions, and you should be thinking about them, and I'm coming up with these answers yourself.
my answer for that is, like, there's no benefit.
We don't need the journal if you use PMLib, but that's not a benefit from user's point of view, I guess.
The user is the developer of SQLite.
Okay. Oh.
The user here is the developer of SQLite, not the user of SQLite.
Okay,
so if we define that as the user...
Why would I define anything else as the user? What are we evaluating here?
The performance of SQLite.
Not just the performance, but also the development complexity.
Okay.
Of using PMLib versus a file system.
But then if we do that, we have to have another point as a comparison, which is a point in which you remove all this code.
Which code?
All this code that is no longer needed because we use the PMLib library.
Yes.
We don't have that.
We don't have that, meaning we don't have anything. We have to start writing the paper, right? Eventually we'll get to a point where we'll create those numbers.
Well, we have something, sort of, which is because the new library is exporting interface that is very similar to the previous one, all the infrastructure that we have in place will work, right? I think that's a safe assumption.
Could you repeat that, the last bit?
Because the API that we export in PMLib is the same as the old soft PN.
Hmm.
All the infrastructure that we have in place to do the automatic annotation, all that's just going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has changed, right? And we already have that.
Mm-hmm.
So we execute SQLite using this with the automatic annotation using PMLib. and that will give us a set of numbers. And then we execute PM, SQLite on PMFS, and it will give us another set of numbers.
Performance.
Yeah, performance numbers. But if the user is the developer of SQLite, we need a third point, which is we basically get rid of all this transaction mechanism and all the thing, and we use PMLib in a way that is more optimized. Basically, backing up your claim that using this, it's easier because you no longer have to think about transactions, and you no longer have to think about potentially all the porting efforts that they have to make it work on different operating systems, because that will now become a burden of the library, which is a different topic, right? But it will become something the library has to support. So if we were to follow that path, what we're doing now, it's somewhat required for the completion of this paper to have the three comparison points for the evaluation. Does that make you feel better about not wasting time?
No, I don't know. I mean, what I want to say, I'm not saying that what we're doing is wasting time or not. I'm saying that I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know because I don't have the paper path in mind as clearly as I would ideally be comfortable.
Okay.
And I think that we need to spend more time thinking about what is the message of the paper, the contributions of the paper, the content of the paper, how do we convey the message, right? Those kinds of things. Because it seems like we are doing everything that we can do and in like doing a breadth-first approach. And in that breadth-first tree, I see maybe the paper is like some subsection of this tree, but I don't know which one. And some parts of this tree may not even belong to any paper. And I want to make sure that, you know, if that is happening, then we stop doing those parts of the tree.
Okay.
So we're assuming that what we have done will be sufficient to put into the paper.
I'm more concerned about necessary right now than sufficient.
No, what I'm thinking is what we're doing is to change SQLite that already has a transaction mechanism.
Yes.
And provides consistency. And we're trying to put PMLib inside there so that some of the SQLite consistency requirement is gone.
I understand all that, yes. And I think we understand those things very well.
Yeah, so why don't we modify something that doesn't have consistency? Let's say...
Now you're talking about a new path of the new branch of the tree.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the core.
I want to make sure that whatever branch we pick of the tree, we have some real value there. And if you make this part of some paper story, then sure, yes, I think we, you know, and make the case that way then. But I think we start creating new branches and without having the final goal in mind, that's what making me uncomfortable.
Okay. I will agree to that. I agree that we're doing things and it's not clear that this piece of effort will belong to this paper or this piece of effort will belong to this other paper. Ideally
you want to work on, you know, there are cases where you have to work on multiple papers at the same time, but even in that case it should be very clear what goes into which paper and so on, right? And you don't want to be working on three or four potential papers all at the same time saying, oh, this goes into that paper, this goes in, so it's all valid. That's not good either, because, you know, time is not on our side. We can't be working on many different papers at the same time. To get one done and then move on to the next one. Otherwise, we'll not make anything in time.
Okay.
That's my concern.
So, how about using what we already have, which is a PMLib that is almost complete, and get a paper out of that?
I would be highly in support of that. So, let's build a story around that. For a paper.
Okay, I think the main things that we need, I think we, for the most part, agreed the type of paper that is going to be, which is basically a description of all these different ways in which a library could be used. Now, the other piece that I think is missing, utterly missing, is how we're going to evaluate that. If we can avoid using SQLite, which is a significant effort, then I think we can finish this paper very soon. I don't know, maybe we can use a set of data structures or something smaller that we can hack quickly and have the value, not a focus on the evaluation, but the other description, this variety of ways in which it could be used.
If that evaluation convinces the reader of all the points we make in the paper, then yes, I would agree with that, you know, that go with the simpler evaluation, because that's enough, that's sufficient. The more complicated evaluation is not necessary. So that's certainly true. But at the same time, you know, for a top systems conference, they're often looking for real applications. If you look at any of the papers related to persistent memory in the recent past, there's always some real benchmark workload as opposed to just micro benchmarks, right? So that's why, you know, the SQLite effort, I think, is important. But we need to target those efforts. We're doing many things with SQLite. What are those efforts with SQLite that we are doing belonging to this paper? I think that's the kind of discussion we need to have.
Okay. If I think we can talk about it now.
Yes, we can.
Do you have anything important to update?
No, actually, I've been working with Leo yesterday, and maybe I'll have something by the end of this week for the mapping and syncing some figures. So other than that, nothing.
You have some data which you haven't shown yet.
Yeah.
Which you haven't shared yet. Yeah, we should look at that at some point.
Yeah, okay. I showed them in the class, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we need to discuss it. We haven't spent time discussing those numbers.
Okay, then we'll do it next.
Yeah, let's do that next time. Yeah, just send it to me before the meeting by email so that we can pull it up during the meeting.
Okay. So, if we want to go to a top conference, which is always a good goal to follow, then we need a significant piece of software that we can adapt to use PMLib.
Yeah.
SQLite, we agree, is a good target because of its popularity.
And we have some experience working with it.
Right. I think before we spent time thinking of a different target and we didn't come up with anything better than that.
No, we didn't.
So...
We are stuck with it for better or worse.
Unfortunately, I would say. It's not an easy thing to do. So the question is this a required piece of this paper, the PNLib paper?
Let's consider the possibility that it is not. Then what is part of that paper? How do we convince the reader? First of all, we need to determine what is the message of the paper that we want to convey to the reader.
Okay. When we show these different approaches in which we fix everything to a location, a virtual address location, when we have a closure or not, what's the other one? Do we either fix it or not? We have closure or not? I think those are the two flags that we can disable and enable, which give us four different options. Maybe not all of them are useful. The fixed one is useful, for sure, and it's a good comparison point. The other extreme is there's now fix, mapping, and you need closure. Actually, that's not true. You might not have to be in, you have a fixed mapping or not, and the closure is independent whether it's a fixed mapping or not.
Right, but these are, I feel like these are the low-level mechanics of various solution classes, right? It would be important to rise above one level of abstraction, and talk about different solutions themselves before we go down to pointers and such, right? Because, I mean, think about people who are not familiar with your work.
Okay.
How do you... You cannot say fixed pointer, closure. You cannot say those kinds of things.
Okay.
You cannot say fixed mapping. You cannot say any of those things. So if you were to talk about your work, this paper that you have in mind, how would you go about it? To someone who is, let's say, a computer science major, maybe researcher, let's say researcher, but not necessarily as well versed with what you're doing. Not versed, let's say not versed at all with what you're doing.
Well, I think initially you have to mention what you, the problems that you're trying to solve. Make sure that the person understands what the problems are. And what your goals are. And then you talk about how you're going to achieve those goals. So then the problems will be describing the problem related to persistent memory. Starting from that, when you store things that are actually in persistent media, and you have to find a way to make that go all the way to the media, to the consistency related problems. The need for, which will write, which will give you the need for a transaction mechanism or something like that, that allows you to think about consistency, give you a framework in which you can have some guarantees about consistency. And once you have those two, then you say a way to achieve, to have these two, is this, the library that we're proposing, which provides an interface that people are familiar with, and it has a, it provides a reasonable performance.
When you say people are familiar with, what does that mean?
What it means is that the interface is, it's a malloc-like interface, right? So you allocate memory, you free memory.
Right, and I think it would be important to motivate why that kind of interface to persistent memory is useful and valuable, right? As opposed to a file interface. I think that needs to happen as well. What are the pros and cons? And some of the soft PM discussion here becomes relevant again. But we have to be careful not to bring in aspects of soft PM that are disk related and slow storage related. There are some discussions around that as well. So motivating the interface, a new interface for persistent memory at the application level, I think that is one central piece of this paper. Now the question is, what are the alternatives to this PMLib, right? One is file. What else do we have for user level?
One is file.
One is the file interface that applications can use.
Oh, I see.
And that's PMFS. The PMFS work or BPFS work, those, they implement the file interface for persistent memory.
Right. So the other one that makes sense is the memory like interface, because of the properties of this persistent media.
Memory leg?
Memory like interface.
Memory like.
Right? Because basically it's mapped to the process address space. You want to do that because it's fast. And
that, so for instance, there are proposals out there that do memory like interface, like NVHeaps and NemoSign.
Right.
Right. So it would be important to discuss the differences with those as well. I mean, this is some benefit that we do have is that the soft PM work is already published. So we could potentially refer to that for motivating this new interface. Say that that interface has already been shown to be useful and valuable from the standpoint of reducing development complexity. Right, so we could save some of the arguments, for instance, related to comparison with NemoSign and NVHeaps by just pointing to that previous paper, saying that, okay, that alternative interface has been proposed and shown to be useful.
Okay.
For XYZ reasons.
Okay. So by the end of this discussion, we...
Go ahead.
So what have we accomplished so far? We argued that this interface makes sense. The need for it.
Hmm.
And what else? I'm not sure what comes after that.
Well, you have to get to a point where you can lay out the choices available for the solution.
Okay.
Somehow you have to, you know, nudge the story direction in that. That's one way to nudge it in that direction.
Okay.
This is all introduction material, by the way. And that's why it's important to write out the introduction, because we'll have to revise it and revise it to perfect the message. It's better to get started early and do it while it's, you know, fresh in your mind. So then you can talk about, you know, the various possible solutions, why each of these, what are the pros and cons, trade-offs, what do they allow?
When you say these possible solutions, are we already talking about what we already have in place, or any possible solution?
Any possible solution. For PMLib.
For PMLib.
Yeah, because we have motivated PMLib, right? The interface of PMLib. The next logical thing would be to say, well, how do you design this thing? What are the alternatives? And there, you talk about what are the challenges with implementing PMLib. And you could talk about pointers at this time.
If we present the interface, so let's say, yeah, we propose PMLib that provides this interface, and we argue why it's useful. And I think it's a simple enough interface. I have confidence that the reader won't have trouble understanding what we're proposing. But I think that's gonna trigger questions like, how do you handle then sharing of memory? How do you handle permissions? And how do you handle that type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
For which we don't have an answer.
Time to think, because we have to write a paper. Right? We have some answers. What is possible, what we support, what we can easily support if we don't yet, what we cannot support. Those are the kinds of... this is the kind of discussion we'll be forced to have when we want to write a paper. Until then, we can conveniently ignore them.
What would be the name of generic name of PMLib?
A generic name?
The responsibility, like if you want to put a name, that this is this PMLib is this kind of thing.
You mean a classification?
Classification. Yeah.
Library.
Yes. What does this library achieve? And then the different options can be put into like different class of goals or
solutions
that can be achieved via this library, or they can be explored.
Mm.
So I think it's important to define the...
Yeah, I like that way of presentation. It's your... Okay, I don't have the vision yet, but I see where you're going with this, and maybe you can make it work. It needs more thought.
But could you say that?
So just define the, like, what is the definition, or what are we going to achieve by PM Live? How can I describe this? So when you say we have a key value store, we know what is the goals and what is the, let's say any key value store,
mm-hmm.
MongoDB or something. We know the goals and its specification. We do this and because we can achieve this. So these are the solutions that MongoDB provides, this kind of support, and they do this to achieve that thing.
Right.
So it's PM Live. So what does PM Live do? What is the generic purpose or something? Generic goal of PM Live. What
right.
do you want to achieve? Then pan out the options, like, okay, we can do these kind of things. Then, like, iterate over them.
You
can't
yeah,
explain
it
like...
Yeah, it's better that you spend time writing it.
Yeah.
Because that'll force you to be more specific.
Yes.
So I may write that.
If I'm going to try to rephrase what you're saying, make sure that I understood. When people first came out with key value stores,
mm-hmm.
the motivation was, well, this would be faster than relational databases.
Mm.
And we argued that if you don't need relation between objects, then this is a good solution for you.
Mm.
I think that was the main message of the key value stores, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a simple interface. It's the hash table, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be fast.
Yes.
Because you don't need all this other nonsense.
Mm.
If you don't need all this other nonsense.
Yeah.
So you proposing is you should find an equivalent message to that.
Mm.
Like, we propose this, and it's a good for this for that. It won't work for this. So if your needs fall within this category, then this is a good solution for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be a good... good discussion to have that defines the scope of the solution, the scope of applicability of the solution. I think that's important. If you are interested in this sort of functionality, well, this solution is really good for you. But if you were to care more about this other thing, then it won't. And yeah, I think this laying down the scope, but that's not what he's talking about. That's also important. I agree. I think... from what I understand, Atha, you were talking more about, well, how do we classify the solutions, various solution possibilities?
Yes.
How do we have, like, a descriptive class classification?
Yes.
Okay. So Leah, I would say write up some introduction. It's probably not going to be the final one, nowhere close, right? But it'll get you started and thinking, and it'll allow us to fine tune the message and the contributions.
Okay.
And that'll help us focus our implementation effort as well. Because I think that's the missing piece right now. This is independent of the discussion that we're having with Intel. That could be an entirely different paper which contrasts different solutions. But this paper would be solely about PMLib.
Okay.
So what are we going to be talking about with the Intel guys on Friday?
I guess it would be mainly an update about what we're doing and what we have found during this time of porting
PMLib.
Yeah.
SQLite for PMLib.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So an update basically of recent findings. All right. Sounds good.
Right.